Praise the Lord, TMC family. Praise the Lord, TMC family. Excuse my voice, but I let the devil know you're still defeated. I'm getting on this call in Jesus' name. But I thank each and every one of you. The tag for today is when I thank the Lord. When I thank the Lord on Tuesday. Not that we just think I'm on Tuesday, and you all know that. But let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you thanking you and praising you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your word. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Thank you for Pastor V, Lord God. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Patton, Lord God. Thank you for my sisters on this call. Thank you for Mother Oliver, 102, Father God. Bless her even the more. And Lord, have your way. Thank you for the D.S. DeLeon family, Father God. We won't fail to praise you. We won't fail to give you the glory. We love you on the day. And Lord, yes, we think about you. And when we think of where you brought us from, when we think of what you're doing, we can't help but thank you. In Jesus' name, Lord, bless the speaker, bless the host, and Father God, thank you for enabling us to see another year, 2018. We love you. We need you. Have your way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hi, host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away, my sister.
Well, thank you for greeting and seating every one of us this morning. And thank you for that most powerful prayer. We so appreciate you. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, again welcoming each and every one of you to the Master's Call this morning. And if you don't mind, I'd like to give you a little background of our call this morning. It was founded in October 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And our scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. And our website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as all the bios of our speakers. And our theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Wanda did so graciously, or a host as I am doing now, or God has given you a word to share, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. So please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And the common thread that brought us all together was that phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz-DeLeon family over 28 years ago. We are now known as Artist Life. And we have great products to help the world become healthier. Now, directly after this call is the new morning motivational call held every Monday through Friday. And it has a team of great leaders that are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN is 294 617 pounds. Now, the bypass number, if you need it, the call in to these conference calls for free or to the playback is 716-293-9707. Again, that is 716-293-9707. And today is Tuesday, and we'll be having Presidential Tuesdays today, so be sure to tune in to that call. Also, you don't want to miss this phenomenal, phenomenal event in Los Angeles, California, the Artist Life Extravaganza, March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Los Angeles, California. So please make your arrangements and plan to be there. It is going to be an event that you will not forget. So right now, I would like to go ahead and introduce our speaker for the morning. And truly, our speaker this morning really needs no invitation, needs any introduction. She is known to us as our Mother Eagle. She is our inspiration to each and every one of us on this call. She is a phenomenal woman. She is a teacher. She is a preacher. She is a loving daughter, a faithful sister, and she loves God. And when this woman speaks, she commands your attention because she gives out so much information. She is very, very detail about our history of the Bible, our history of the world. She is a very knowledgeable person, and she is known throughout the world as Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We all look up to her, and we are so grateful for her yes to the Lord to start this call, which has been a blessing to many. So right now, I would like to present to others and introduce to some, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. I don't know who you were talking about there. Listen to that introduction. I'm so humbled and honored and absolutely love my silver fox. Jackie, we appreciate you, Minister Woman of God, for hosting us today on this Triumphant Tuesday. And even a bigger shout out of thanks to our dear evangelist, Wanda Walker in Chicago. We appreciate you saluting and seating all of our Master's Call family and our special guests as they come on the line. Appreciate you, proud, powerful women of God. And I tell you, it's a vision. It's been a dream and a reality that Dr. P.K. Roberts, Patton, and myself started, but we could not at all do it without awesome team members such as both of you, and for all of you who have called in. It is truly teamwork that makes this anointed dream work. So praise God. Warmest kingdom greetings. Blessed, prosperous, happy new year to many of you. And I'm just excited on this day. We are in the fifth day of our Daniel's Fast, our artist corporate time of consecration, pressing in to the Lord, seeing what he is saying to us, being still before him to get the mandate and have a clarion mission for our lives individually as well as corporately. If you have not joined us, it's not too late to hop on. And on our website, themasterscall.net, is tons of great information about Daniel's fast, the reason we as believers should live a fasted lifestyle. Also, the directives, meaning the things we're asking you to specify and bombard heaven with each day. It's just good to do this time of quality praying and fasting. And there's such a need in the realm of the spirit, and
to see his will manifest on earth. So we're asking each and every one of you to join with us. For some of you, I know you'll be heading with us 21 days through January 26th. And for us marathon saints, we're going to march on our 40 days to February 13th, giving God all the glory and the honor. So we are just excited, I tell you, just already seeing the revelation and the illumination of God's promises. As Minister Jackie mentioned, our theme for 2018 is in 2018 through me. Means we each, every one of us, have something to do in 2018 through me. Supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. And I'm so excited about God being clear about the fact that there's something that each and every one of us must do on the journey, and that's to have that supernatural expectation. And as we're pressing in this time of consecration, I want to talk this morning about being strong in the Lord. And a fast takes discipline, it takes denying, and it takes that dedication to crucify the desires of our flesh so that we as midwives in the spirit can birth the accurate, precise, anointed will of God. Be strong in the Lord. And a subtitle of this message is Seek the SOS of Strength, Optimism, and Safety in God's Word. Our text comes from a very familiar passage when Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. You know, this is a city where he spent the most time out of all the cities he visited on his three missionary journeys, and he stayed over 3 years, predominantly as a tent maker, really building and developing the people of Ephesus. Many of us, when we read this chapter, we realize he is really addressing the power and the authority we as believers have. And especially in that sixth chapter of Ephesus, when he tells us how to put on our armor of God, none of us want to be spiritual streakers. We want to get dressed every day in the realm of the Spirit so we can see his manifested glory, the demonstration of the natural. And our text comes out of Ephesians 6, 10 through 11. Finally, my brethren, and I must say, yes, sister, and we're included, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil has, will, and never will fight fair. He is a father of lies. He comes with deceptions, delusions, and distractions against God's people. And so it's incumbent upon us to be strong. And in these times of fasting and concentration and consecration, what you're really doing, men and women of God, we're sharpening our spiritual sensitivity. We're fine-tuning our eyes of faith. And so we need to make a decision that we know it's a journey on growing up, being strong in the Lord, and that we must stand and be strong. And the acronym God gave me for strong is stand tall, representing obedience, nurturing the gifts. See, when you're strong, you stand tall. The another R can be receiving. Obedience, that is so important, is we're nurturing the gifts. So let's talk about being strong in the Lord in our time together this morning. With that S of being standing, to stand on his word. What does that look like, Dr. V? Well, when you're standing on his word, one of the first things we have to do is speak on what we know is the truth of his word. Not just the facts, but decree the truths of God. What do you mean by that? It may be a fact. Your body is racked with pain. It may be a fact you have trespasses of diseases and infirmities. But the truth of God's word is by his stripes I am healed. And too many times we as believers, we hold on too tight to the facts instead of embracing, stretching, and decreeing and speaking the truth of God's word. When we're standing, we have to have seed faith. It'll have you soar to your success. See, faith is the confident expectation I love how everybody in the body of Christ is talking about eagles now. I've been eagling, and Dr. PK and I laughed when we first met that both of us had soaring and eagles part of our ministry that God had given us, that it's important to soar to your success like the eagles. They climb above the clouds. So even if it's a stormy, a turbulent time, if the winds are blowing harder than normal and this life is raging at a point you've never experienced before, spread those wings this morning, eagles, and soar above to the success. First, it may start off small, but before you know it, you'll become supreme in your standing tall. But how do I really stand tall, Dr. V? Well, I'm a strong believer in studying. Study God's word and his ways so that you know him for yourself. I often say this to my Bible study class I teach on Wednesday nights, that it can't be just pastor's faith or my faith or the church mother's faith. You got to get you some faith by studying the word for yourself. When you go to school, you may work on a group project, but everybody individually takes the test, and we have to study. Challenged us. If we say we love God with all our heart, and you can't even quote 10 scriptures and tell me where they are, something's wrong. NASA, we got a problem. But yet you can quote me 12 clothes designers. You can quote me all the characters on the Housewives of Atlanta or New York or wherever. Come on now, what we love, we study. We study strong and hard and long so that we know. Don't be scared or stubborn or selfish. You know, learn from Saul that when he decided that I'm going to do it God's way, he had to have a Damascus Road experience. He was able to stand tall and produce over two-thirds of the New Testament. The T in being strong. We're talking this morning about being strong in the Lord. You got to stand tall in your spirit, tall in your thoughts, tall in your expectations. You know, we've been talking with our new theme about supernatural expectations. I'm speaking that, decreeing that in your spirits to stop waddling with an enemy called average. Nothing about you as a believer is average. You have the Holy Ghost. You have the Paraclete inside of you. And with your natural, God adds his super. And you march and walk and soar in supernatural faith. Get your expectations up. Stop doing just enough to get by. That's an insult to God and the ability inside of you. Stand tall in your expectations. And then have an attitude of gratitude, of thanksgiving. A thanksgiving spirit in your heart and your thoughts. Be grateful. We are combating in this generation, in the millennials, a spirit of entitlement. And a lot of it is our fault because we gave to them because we didn't want them to struggle as much as we or our parents struggle. But don't you know, even with a caterpillar, before it becomes a butterfly, it's in a cocoon, and it has to struggle to get out of there. And if you cut open that cocoon to try to help that butterfly come out, it will die, because part of the struggle is getting its strength to be strong. Ah, that'll set somebody free this morning. And when you're standing tall, you got to trust in God's promises, because they are yea and amen. Settle that in your spirit, that you know that you know that you know you serve an awesome God. And his word in Isaiah 55:11 will not return void. I'm going to say what God says about me. And even though I may have some hiccups from hell, I'm going to hold on to the promises from heaven and trust in God. And then we're standing strong. It does. The other T takes time. It takes time to become strong. It's a process. You got to stay in the gym of faith and work your faith muscles. See, we don't ask you to just start out believing for a 5-bedroom house, 3-car garage, and a gated community, and we can't get you to stand strong and just believe for a healing for a headache. Come on now. It takes time to become strong, but be on the path of getting stronger. All we're talking this morning, be strong in the Lord. Seek the SOS of strength, optimism, and safety in God's word. Stand tall, receiving obedience, nurturing the gifts. R, represent and receive from God. Stand in his presence to be first R, refreshed. Stay in his presence so you are refreshed. Man, the residue of the world out there, it's a mean world, but when you stay and come in your secret place, in Ephesians 5:26, let the washing of the word refresh, restore you. And then the other R is resist the devil. Too many times when we are resisting the devil, we haven't done the first part of that verse in James, that you have to submit yourself unto the Lord in James 4:7. Then you can resist the devil, then he'll flee from you. Resist the temptations of evil and receive encouragement from others. And when you're being strong, remind yourself of your past victories while you look forward to future triumphs. If he did it before, he can do it again. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And through the process, I say it all the time, keep that attitude of gratitude by rejoicing in the Lord always. If you got a praise on your heart, depression can't hang out with you. If you have a praise in your lips, oppression can't hang around. Doubt and fear got to get up and get out of there when you're lifting your hands and rejoicing in the Lord. And then make sure you're righteous in your thinking. A righteous lifestyle. Folks love to quote Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. But see, don't skip over and his righteousness. Then all those things will be added into you. Make sure you're righteous, line it up, Jehovah Tiskanu, with the will of God for your life. And then that last R is rehearse the righteousness daily. Receive instructions in an atmosphere of peace found in God's word. And while we're fasting, while we're pressing in, while we're turning down that plate, oh, from a megaphone from heaven, he's speaking to us. Do not be rebellious, determined to ruin what you cannot ruin. Let the righteousness come in. Be reminded that God's done it before. Resist the devil and keep that attitude of gratitude with the order. And overcoming faith comes from the Holy Spirit. Godly order starts first with obedience. It produces the order of God in our lives from 1 Samuel 15:22. We have to choose to be obedient. I don't care if everybody else is doing it and you know it's wrong and you know it's not righteous. Come on, do what's right in the sight of God. Then the overcoming faith, overcoming expectations, of confident expectation that'll defeat fear and drive out failure. We're overcomers in Revelation 12:11 by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. As we stay optimistic, believing if we do our part, God will definitely do his part. Don't be offended and don't let the spirit of offense get in. Do not embark on occultic practices. Necromancy is evil. You got no business talking to no dead folks. They didn't come back and talk to you and tell you they're all right. That's a demon talking to you. The word is very clear about that. And then the end is strong in the Lord, nurturing and daily doing what's necessary for success. There's a part you and I must do. We have to nurture and nourish the word of God to water the seeds of greatness inside of us daily, daily. Do what's necessary for strength. Keep the main thing the main thing. Then we'll see new strength, new mercies, new grace show up. It comes each day as we stay consistent doing the necessary things. Push back negativity and don't neglect to spend the quality time with God. Let me rush on to this last minute with the G. Guard the gifts. Guard your gifts. Keep them holy haters away. Keep a personal and intimate relationship. Glowing and growing in God. Grow in the place where you've been planted. Quit trying to come at the other side. Grow where God has planted you. Gain strength where you are standing. And give God your best. while you're there. And he'll make your strong place with all the rest. And give God all the glory through this process of standing strong as his strength works in you and through you. And avoid gloating or boasting about your gifts. Be humble and don't develop greed with your God-given gifts. I want you to lay hands on yourself as I close, as we pray, and let's prophesy to ourselves this morning. Lord, everything I need is in this house. Come on, lay hands on your own self. This temple belongs to you, Lord. Now I allow you, I submit to you to make me strong from the inside out. Now I cooperate with the Holy Spirit, building me up strong from the inside out. Thank you, Holy Spirit, especially as I'm consecrating and praying. Do a new work, complete work in me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Jackie.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful word this morning and that prayer. I will be calling you back shortly for our benediction. And we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. Pastor Vanessa has prayed for us this morning. And for those prayer requests, we want you to know that God has you covered under his blood. So right after this call, well, first of all, I know you'll want to hear this message again. I know that I want to hear it because she was speaking directly to me. God had a word for me this morning. And the playback for that powerful message is 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-POWN. And remember the artist conference in Los Angeles, California, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. Go to your back office, get registered. The early bird registration will be closing shortly, so you want to get registered and make your reservations to be there. So we thank you again, Minister Wanda, for greeting and seating everyone this morning and opening us up with prayer. And Pastor Vanessa, we thank you again for that powerful message and that powerful prayer. We wish to see every one of you back on the call tomorrow. This has been Jackie Henderson, and it has been a privilege to and an honor to serve you this morning. And I'd like to call Pastor Vanessa back to give us our closing benediction.
Thank you, woman of God. Intelligent, all-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful Holy Spirit, we thank you for this time, this season, to study your word. We thank you that the declarations of your word, the impartations of its anointing, will fall deep in our spirit and our heart, and we'll choose to be strong in you. We'll put on our armor of God each and every day. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, we're choosing to stand tall, Father. We're choosing to let your word permeate out of our mouths, nothing else coming out. Receiving the obedience as we nurture the gifts you've given us. And we will, as your ministers in the marketplace, in every sphere of influence we touch today, be your mouthpiece with your message, being determined to expect great things, that they be demonstrated through us as you revelate in us your good measure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.